welcome to Thursday. From what I can see, it seems like we might be having some audio troubles. So everybody, you'll have to let us know if you can hear us or not. Lex is on the 64, so he should be able to tell me relatively quickly if anything is wrong or not. And yeah. So anyway, welcome to Thursday.
Hello.
I'm Jake, and we got Riff and Xenophobe in the hizzle.
How's it going, everybody?
I was waiting for them to answer, but I forgot that they can't. We got the game coming up slow. I was talking to the guy some more today about working on this post rollover slowdown Chris app. Somebody posted in the forums that they were gonna quit playing because of the post rollover lag.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
Hello. Find a different time to play.
Yeah,
it's freaking incredible every other time of day.
For a lot of people, that's the only time they can play. Which I just fail to believe that.
Yeah.
but it's not because I'm not trying to believe it.
If this is the
half an hour after rollover is the only time you can play.
Yeah, sure. Like, if this is the only time you can play, like, if you had to go to sleep right after we played, you just go to sleep earlier, wake up early, and play when there's no lag at all.
Yeah, you should totally, alright, the voice is good but quiet, he says. I'm gonna dig around under my computer here and see if there's anything wrong. It doesn't look like there's anything wrong. I'm gonna see if maybe my voice,
we can all just talk a lot louder. Would that help?
I don't want to talk a lot louder, Bruno. Let me examine my settings.
You shout Owen Don.
You know, yeah. Something has turned my microphone way the fuck down. Okay. I'm going to say, you know what must have happened is the new Skype must have jacked with my audio settings, and I'm sorry for deafening you all right now, but you should turn your things back down to a normal level.
Or don't, if you like being deafened.
And if this is too loud compared to the music, then let me know, because I have no idea what that was set at before, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't set completely at the bottom of the dial. Yeah.
Skype is a flaming pile of crap.
You know, it works so well, though. I was so excited about Google Talk because I was like, oh, yay, Google made something that I can use instead of Skype. Google's cool, but Google Talk just sucks giant donkey cock.
I've had a lot of success with regular SAP talking thingies.
You don't even know what anagrams stand for or acronyms.
You don't know what anagrams stand for?
You don't know what palindromes mean.
What's an anagram of stand for?
Super tough.
Frost. Nad.
Well, I don't know.
I don't actually know if that's true or not. No, it can't be. Maybe it is.
Hmm.
If Frost Nad is an anagram of stand for, then I'm going to be pretty happy.
What would happen if it made a fiery ring?
If my Frost Nads made a fiery ring?
Yes.
I don't know. They'd probably shatter. Which I don't want to... God, I was watching South Park and they had this horrible thing on there. There's this doctor comes into town to give Mr. Garrison a vagina, and so they start talking about how, you know, it's okay to get plastic surgery to make how you are on the outside reflect how you feel on the inside. So Kyle decides that he's black and a tall basketball player, and his dad decides that he's a dolphin. So they make Kyle black and they make his dad into this hideous sort of dolphin abomination, but they use Mr. Garrison's scrotum for the dorsal fin of the dolphin and his testicles for Kyle's knees. And it turns out that he's not actually supposed to jump because they're not real knees, they're testicles. So there's just this slow motion shot of him landing and his knees just exploding and spraying like blood and gore all over people, and then he just sort of falls off at the thigh. It was really pretty
awful.
Wow,
that's great television. I'm glad I missed that.
So this is something that I'm beginning to think might just be an issue with the sound card on this computer. I can hear, even with my headphones turned all the way down, I can hear a little bit of an echo on the stuff that we all say, which is a little distracting, but not too bad. They say that when it's up louder, we've got that Zeus kind of effect going.
Zeus?
There is no Zeus.
There is only Zool.
Anti-Malbot says, happy 100th Mr. A save to me. Hooray. Anti-Malbot saved 100 Mr. A's. Yeah, because Anti-Malbot will buy, if you put a Mr. A in your store for like 1,000 meat, he'll buy it, or she will buy it, and offer it back to you for 1,000 meat. Automatedly. Let's see. Cub says, any chance of making the MMG display the latest 20 bets made or something? Now that there's all the MMG bots, my bets tend to get lost in the shuffle.
I don't know. Does it already do that?
I think it does. Although, it's only... I looked today and it's only showing 10, but there might have only been 10 in there.
Yeah. I don't. It seems like we bumped it up to 20 not too long ago.
Now there's 5.
And yeah, it says last, there's frequently fewer than 20 bets.
It says less last 20 bets, and I think that it would be... If it had ever shown more than that... Or, you
I
know,
can't look because I don't have a casino pass, and I can't buy a casino pass because I'm in hardcore.
How do you guys feel about all these MMG bots?
I think it's just sort of accelerating the rate at which meat gets sank, and so it's a good thing. I don't like that the one sends meat to that Latina chef person.
Yeah, I was glad that somebody came up with another one that doesn't charge you for its use. I thought that was...
seems way too shady to me.
I mean, it wasn't like we were going to shut it down or anything, but still, it was pretty rude.
That Latina chef was the one who posted that thing about how we're embezzling... Not embezzling, we're filching problem gamblers... by encouraging them to donate to play the MMG.
Turns around. Right,
and then turned around and made a bot to help facilitate people playing the MMG.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. I don't know. Well, I mean, it could be that the reasoning in that thread made Latina Chef go, oh, right, okay, you know what? I love the MMG.
Possible.
Or maybe, I'm assuming it's she.
Being Latina.
Latina chef, instead of Latino. Or a guy who doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. I always assume everyone is male on the internet until proven female.
Yeah, people who write bots do tend to be male. People who write bots piss me off. tend to be male.
But yeah, that really made me unhappy. I didn't do anything about it because I didn't think anyone would want me to. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not going to... I mean, what would we do about it?
It's not like disable people.
I wouldn't say it's going to kill them all. It didn't make me angry, but I was like, man, what a dick move.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that one that's like open source, apparently, because it's an add-on to KOL Mafia.
Which is cool.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't... Yeah, to me, it's like, I don't really mind people botting stuff that removes...
Yeah, it has a net positive effect on the game, so it's... Albeit a small one, so
I mean, the MMG is pretty optimized. I mean, it doesn't really hit, you know, it's not like it's somebody...
It only hits the one table.
It's not even as bad as botting adventuring, as far as, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of curious, is that, like, I wonder how long it takes, somebody listening who uses KOL Mafia, like, how long does it take to run through adventures now? Like, I'm just curious as to how fast it runs when it's just doing things absolutely as fast as it can. I mean, I think it's probably starting to run into actual, like, latency of getting the web data across rather than waiting for the game to actually produce the data.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. There's some interesting optimization tricks we can pull with that stuff, too. Not that we really need it right now, because aside from before, or I mean, not before, but after rollover, things run pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not really much lag to the game, an hour or so from now, up until rollover. But once we start hitting that gap again, and we've got a few tricks we can pull yet.
Yeah, there are still some things we could optimize. Bunny Up Andler says, as far as things for the Black Forest, you should have a literal bush that doesn't care about the people who live in the forest. Which is kind of funny. Bunny Bandler says, why isn't the name of the guy file for the Genderbender trophy called Women and Men? That way it could be a TMBG reference. I don't know. I mean, those are... The point of the names of the trophy images is to obfuscate the trophy images so that people can't guess. I mean, if it was like trophy55.guyf, it would... you know, people would look at it, see a pizza, and know that it had something to do with pizza. That the 55th undiscovered trophy has something to do with pizza, by the way.
Yes. Like, the brass bowling trophy was obvious underscore placeholder dot guy for, like, months before it was even drawn.
I don't, what did I do? Some kind of Big Lebowski thing? With the, anyway, I mean, I just need it to be long and hard to guess.
And turgid?
Mostly just long, hard, and turgid. Turgid. Buck Turgidson.
Sudden.
And they could you say, snow cones are the same color, except maybe black should stack. Even if you can't use a green after a red, you should be able to use a red while you still have the red tongue effect. That's, I don't know, man.
Man, you're a racist.
Brain freeze. You can't eat another snow cone that soon, man.
Yeah, you have to wait for the brain freeze to wear off before you can give yourself brain freeze again. I mean, it's not like it would be hard to do it that way.
But we don't want to.
We just don't want it to work that way, yeah. I mean... and Naked Juice says, when we log in and get a message received from someone, the words new message or message received or whatever should be clickable to take you to your Kmail inbox. Eh, okay.
I'm going to go back in time and do that, like, a year and a half ago.
Oh, is it like that?
Yeah, it's been like that ever
no,
since.
No, 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 not in the chat, in the event notification.
Oh.
See, the thing is, chat puts in a lot of links when event notifications are put in that should be in the notification to begin with.
I thought I failed to read that, which is something I should stop doing, is failing to read.
Yeah, those Orange Box event notifications are very old.
Yeah,
they're kind of. And they could ask when the Smurf 1000 Smurfness trophy was rolled out. What was it? When did I do that? Day
like
before yesterday?
A couple days ago, yeah.
We've rolled out the 10 or 15 new trophies that there are.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how few of the trophies that I rolled out have been discovered.
Yeah, it's like only two of them.
Yeah.
Out of like the 15 or the 20 that we put in.
Sauce Error says, who does that Smells Like Teen Spirit? Who does that Smells Like Teen Spirit cover? I... Rumal Nurku. Which sounds like I'm having a seizure instead of talking. I don't know. Does that sound like I'm having a seizure? You guys are around when I have seizures. Do I say things like Rumal Nurku?
No, you mostly say it. And then we order pizza. Yeah. It gets better after a while.
Okay. pizza is the cure. NicoChan314 says, if you have the Wild Hair equipped in Adventure, then Ascend at Rollover, do the Adventures carry over onto the next Ascension? I don't remember.
They do not.
They do not, okay.
Yeah, it works exactly the same way as noodles and reagents and cocktail crafting.
So it's starting your day over, because that counts as a daily flag. Fluffy the Emu says, is the goat familiar just a head, or is there a body that isn't drawn? It's the head is exactly the same size as the body, and the goat is coming straight at you in the picture. So you just can't see the body. Same with the pictures of the goats in the... Although, I don't know why. It somehow doesn't bother me to draw just the heads of monsters in the actual monster pictures. Like the giant lich, because...
Yeah.
Just a diagonal skull.
Or the Hydra.
Oh, yeah.
Or the white lion.
No, the white lion is like the goats. It just has a tiny body behind the head.
A tiny stick body.
Fred Levi says, my hard drive died last week listening to the Jick Show. That'll do that to you. Have a nanosecond of silence for my poor laptop that died. You know, my laptop stopped working, and I fucking hate Apple. I called the Apple Store and said, hey, what do I need to do if my laptop's broken? And they're like, you should come to the Apple Store and get in line. And I'm like, I can't just drop it off. And they're like, nope, you got to sign up for the queue to talk to somebody at the Genius Bar. Which just, the fact that they call it that makes me want to fucking stab somebody.
That's a little bit
and
pretentious.
And I go there. And they're like, sorry, the queue is full today. You're going to have to come back some other day because we're just not going to fix your goddamn broken laptop we sold you. Those sons of bitches. I wanted to throw the laptop off a bridge and go buy a PC. I keep switching back and forth. I should never make one of those Switch commercials. Switch back and forth every time something pisses you off. The only reason I switched back to Mac this time is because my other laptop was too heavy. It worked just fine.
That's weird.
Fred Levi says, if the demon-eating kitten and the kitten-eating demon met, what do you think would happen?
Hilarity.
There'd be a mess.
Is that what would ensue?
Would it be a sad mess?
Possibly. 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Unsane asks if there is a reason why Rage of the Reindeer doesn't last 10 turns when all other self buffs other than trivial skills last 10. I didn't know that there was that only barely broken consistency there. I don't know.
Like, the color, the flavor of magic skills lasts 40 turns.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. And Nikidu asks, what do you think of TrustBot? I don't know what TrustBot is.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It's a bot that you send in a million meat to see whether you trust it to send it back to you or not.
Sort of like the MMG.
Fred Levi asks if the kingdom will ever have colors, like just for super ultra rare monsters or something. No. Gleeb says, how long has the Chickadee trophy been in the game? Yeah, same, couple days. He also says, Miranda said for us to make fun of you and poke you and call you a, and this is interesting because he writes a traitor, T-R-A-D-E-R, horde, W-H-O-R-E-D, bastard, like a bastard who is pimped out by some sort of traitor, perhaps Traitor Joe, but I think what she means is a traitor horde bastard because I left her World of Warcraft server and played a horde character on a different server. Yeah, go to hell, Miranda. Don't.
Horde is where it's at.
It was nice. Miranda was nice. She totally twinked my my gaily named elf warrior.
what was it named?
Grassblade. I thought it was pretty clever, because he has a sword, you know, and he's all, like, into nature.
Look at me, I got a sword made out of grass blade.
Yeah, I did that, too. I would go around emoting that in a high-pitched font. Darth Palm, or Payne, Darth Payne, is Jick planning to make a Star Wars-style familiar? Like, one that, it comes out, and then later, we release a prior version of it that just ruins it?
Yeah.
We already did that with the, what was that familiar that we made its equipment negative 200 pounds to all of your familiars? but as a 10 million turn self buff, it doesn't go away with a section. we didn't do that. Parent says, is it possible to get a use multiple on booze / food? No. Moxious Mouse says, pretty please remove the from the Dolphin King's crown. Yeah, I probably should go through and remove the from remove A, my CD collection, and B, all of the item names.
Perform a mass direct articulectomy.
Direct articulectomy.
Yeah. It's like a hysterectomy, except with direct articles instead of uteruses.
O'Grady says, will you guys ever make it easier to put things in the store or display case using the checkbox system? I don't know what that means.
I think, like, the new auto sale menu, the ugly one.
And that's still something that just makes me angry whenever people suggest it, because I don't feel that they have thought about what they're saying before they open their mouth. Also, can you make it so you can move things from storage directly to the display case? No. The display case is a really unimportant thing. And if you want to mess with your display case, do it while you're not in a hardcore run. You know, if you want to stock your store, do it while you're not in a hardcore run. It's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, there's better ways to spend my time than writing little masturbatory interfaces like that. I like the sleep, you know. Sleeping is good.
Quirtly says, I really think there should be an adventure location where you fight a random monster, possibly leveled to you, and when you beat it, you get approximately 1,500 meat.
He goes on to say you should only be able to get fight from there once a day, like the daily dungeon, and you'll get a random item, and then it just sort of trails off into...
From an ice-cold beer to a star sword to a doppelshifter egg. I don't know that we should put Mr. Store items in as a random once-per-day drop. think that would...
We should put traffic cones and...
injurious
and Yeti protest signs.
Joe Box asks if he was the first to get the Little Chickadee trophy. We really have no way of knowing that. We weren't paying attention at the time. Wehrlein says, Jick, two things. First, in the Black Forest, maybe another burger could be made similar to the White Castle burger. You could call it a Royale with cheese, but that's not black. Unless you're implying that all French people are black.
Instead of the White Castle, the Black Forest could have a Black Angus.
Huh. Except then we'd have the same, like, nerve-wracking copyright issues.
Oh, yeah.
The Black...
then you could, like, meet the Colonel of the Angus Army.
The Black...
meet Colonel Angus.
Yeah.
The Black McDonald's.
I was trying to think of other breeds of cow.
Black Holstein.
Yeah, there
black
you go.
Black Jersey. Black... Venezuelan Ridge Bottom.
What?
That's a breed of cattle.
They have ridges on the bottom so they don't roll down the Venezuelan hills as easily.
Yeah. Really, it's a sort of Venezuelan... snowboard grinding rails.
Moving on.
Yeah. The Royale with cheese could do something interesting when you combined it with anti-cheese, like becoming a Royale with, which you could then meat paste to any other item in the kingdom and get a Royale with Star Sword or Royale with Double Shift Rag.
That's worth doubling the item table.
Yeah, and you could eat it and get one adventure.
Yep.
That'd be an especially good use of a doppelshifter ring.
Yeah. Or a bayo.
A Smith's Girl says, in furtherance of my pomegranate agenda, I propose pom-poms. Perhaps their juicy healthfulness would help preserve your liver and occasionally give an extra adventure now and then. But we already have pom-poms. I wouldn't want to step on Skipperick's custom item. You know, like a regular... fetus bashing club will never drop in game because I don't want to take away from Bashy's goodness. No anal beads either.
Buddy of Bandler says, what happened to your chicken xenophobe clan titles? I really like the man with the flan joke. I got rid of those because I think Clan Omega should stand alone in one's profile. It's sort of it sort of represents the solidarity inherent in my entire being. And that was a really pretentious answer, but it was mine.
Huh. Man with the flan.
Yeah, that's what I made your clan title when I put you on the whitelist. I'm not quite sure why.
I have had a flan at one time or another.
Yeah. I was the xenophobist.
Yeah, I remember that being there for a long time. Lucy New says, Jick, I see many people exploiting the system when it comes to the Hall of Records. Members with lots of meat have advantage over ranks like Drunkest Player. Is there and will there be something to fix such exploits? I don't really consider that to be an exploit. I mean, if anything, you should be happy that the people with the most meat, in an effort to get something which is really pretty trivial, which is a one-day mention on a leaderboard, are funneling meat down to people in the mall who are farming those items and selling them. So, I mean, that... is in itself the solution to itself.
It's almost as if we have an economy. Lodi says, "What are the turtle tamer skills going to be like?" Oh, they're going to be excellent.
Yeah, they're all pretty much in testing on dev now, and we need to.
They're pretty rocking.
It'll still be a little while before.
Yeah. I almost want I don't really want to say this, but maybe by Monday.
How are we doing on the Seal Clever consumable thing?
Oh. You know, that's down to one decision that needs to be made. And I don't know. Yeah, the problem is their main use is going to be as reagents in all of the other high-level crafting skills, which we're just kind of hung up on. Maybe we should look at some of the others instead of just being focused on getting nowhere on meat smithing. anyway. Waterbois says, whatever happened to Jick saying we couldn't donate for turns? It seems like that's what the Rifflet and Bunny do.
But no, because you're not donating for turns. In order to get turns out of those things, you have to spend a lot of time that you would otherwise use a more efficient familiar for. That's what you're trading for the turns.
I mean, you could say the same thing about if you donated, sold it, and used the meat to buy a chrome sword. You know? I mean, yeah. It's not... I don't know. You're not maximizing gameplay by doing that. What I mean is that I'm never going to say, like, every dollar you send me gives you 40 turns, like some games do, because that's tege. Darkblade says, to Jick & Co., are you planning to introduce a place to cook for free in the Mysticality place by any chance, and brew in a Moxie place, which would be similar to that in the Muscle place? No. That, I mean, the reason that you can do that on a Muscle sign is because there is no Smith in the box. Though there is a Smith in a box.
Yep.
Nola says, why do salamander spleens look like kidneys and not spleens? I did a search for spleen, and it looked just like a kidney. I'm going to do another search for spleen.
A search for a salamander spleen? Do salamanders even have
some
spleens?
Some spleens look like kidneys. It's kidney-shaped.
It sounds like the setup to a really bad logic joke.
Or perhaps it's you. I don't like interior photographs.
Things that look like kidneys. Things that are inside salamanders.
Are you guys playing the $10,000 pyramid?
We were talking about Venn diagrams.
Oh, okay. You're trying to guess what the category is. Zen00 says, will you be adding some comic book references into the game? I don't see many of them. I don't...
We've got a bunch of Sandman references.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't like comic books. Comic books are for little kids. Gay little kids.
I would put comic book references in, but I would be afraid that no one would get them because a lot of the comics I read are kind of obscure.
I'm a pretentious artist. I'm a...
Screw you!
I've never heard of... You probably wouldn't get the things that I talk about, so I'm not going to say them.
Jerk.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, he's right, though. Riff reads some weird comics.
Yeah, I can kind of back Riff up on that, because I like to put NetHack references into the game, and no one gets those, so...
Yeah, people get NetHack references. Laura Chan says, can you bet 999999999 in the MMG yet? Nope.
We didn't want to do that for some reason.
So what is it, 100 million is the max?
Yeah, it had to do with like reaching the integer limit really fast.
Because
as you might know, you can't have more than either 2 billion or 4 billion. I don't remember how much meat in your inventory or in Hank's at any one time. So the 100 million meat bed thing is there just to sort of ensure that you don't accidentally breach that limit by some sort of like... cosmic force of luck. Because, you know, I'm sure everyone in the game is totally in danger of hitting that limit.
I mean, there are a handful of people who are in danger of hitting that limit.
But like, that was just sort of the reasoning behind it, so that way no one transaction could just hose one's meat total.
Pixel Pixie says, will you make new pixel items for KOL? Yeah, at least one new one will be coming out pretty soon.
It's funny that somebody named Pixel Pixie would have that question for us.
Yeah.
How appropriate.
Pixel Pixie says, I think we need a pixel booze and a pixel shirt.
Where are you on the questions? I can't... Oh, there you are.
I'm kind of down. I'm skipping a bunch.
Yeah, you are.
Oh. Donkey Lover says, how can there be a 25-pound astral spirit of anything? It should be an astral spirit of a 25-pound something. Also, why does Amphibian Sympathy work in Valhalla but not Thrust Smack?
What are you going to thrust smack in Valhalla?
Yeah.
The kid with the spork?
I mean, sympathy is non-corporeal.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, that's something that can happen. But
it's the metaphysical aspect of your being. Of your being.
Zen00 says, what's the deal with spam witch sandwiches? Shouldn't they give a few more adventures than they do as they drop at such a high-level place? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Shut up.
I'll make a note of it!
Thank you.
Same with the food in Whitey's Grove, although that's fitting to change.
Yeah,
fitting.
Let's see. Simon M77 says, you should have some type of cookbook that automatically saves any recipe combinations you make, and maybe something for booze, like a barkeep's manual. People have asked for that, and I just don't think it's worth keeping that information.
Yeah.
I mean, a table that contains, conceivably, the number of recipes times the number of players' records, I don't feel like it's all that valuable.
Yeah.
I mean, write it down in request notes if you want.
It would be as hairy as the consumption table, even if we did really intelligent bit packing and just, you know, optimize the hell out of it.
You know, unless we just added a new text field to the quest notes table that, as you discovered recipes, just, like, dump them in there.
That's the way to win the war.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that would just sort of detract from the whole we want people to think.
Yeah, that, you know, they wouldn't have to write anything down ever, I guess.
And honestly, I think there aren't that many people who would actually benefit from it.
Like that guy in Memento, he could use it.
You know, we totally have a lot of those guys playing our game.
I don't think they're really...
Because, you know, they could totally remember their password from day to day.
No, they save it in Firefox.
Yeah. Oh. Or maybe he knew the password before he got hit in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it's he knows it through repetition and muscle memory.
Could be.
Yeah. So there...
Oh, I got served.
You did, because you didn't bring it. Zen00 says, wait a minute, this is weird. K9 says, as great as the kingdom is, it lacks one thing. Underwater adventures, please fix this. Oh, we're going to fix this.
We already have an underwater adventure, the Dolphin King map.
That isn't an adventure.
Sure it is. I felt like I was going on an
off-screen adventure.
You felt like you were going on an adventure. You got a sense of being whisked away by a great story when you clicked on that user link.
Would it be a never-ending story?
No, that's the palindrome.
Yeah. Remember the never-ending soda thing from that Strong Bad email?
This is how you turn Strong Bad's computer into a wet computer.
Zen00 says, is there going to be a beach combing area on the desert beach? I was thinking about adding a beach party zone where you could go and just find a bunch of drunk hippies passed out on the beach. But then I realized that I don't know anything about beach parties. Because where I grew up, we had parties in the forest, on the beach.
We could maybe rent some of those old 60s and 70s beach party movies.
Then I thought about that, and I thought how much I just really don't want to sit through any of those.
There's probably a couple from Mystery Science Theater episodes we could track down. I think there's one called Horror at Party Beach, actually.
Maybe so, yeah.
I might actually have a copy of that now that I think about it.
You could find Yo-Yo Ma playing the Annette Funicello.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Or Yo-Yo's Mexican brother, Taco Ma, which is a type of truck.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah, the Pretentious Artist drives a Tacoma, and I always make that joke about Taco Ma being Yo-Yo Ma's Mexican brother. How would that guy have a Mexican brother? That isn't possible.
It's not physically possible.
Zen00 says, any renovations for the Dark and Sinister Cave planned? I think so, yeah.
Yeah, quite a lot, actually.
Refuge says, will there be a sleaze resistance skill for Disco Bandits? It only seems fair that this class has its own resistance and that this element deserves another resistance. There already is.
They already have a sleaze resistance skill, don't they?
Gain thine self to level 13, and thou shalt sleaze resist thine self.
For those of you playing the drinking game, we have once again gone back in time to fix something.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What do they have to do?
I don't remember. It's probably a shot.
Mainline heroin.
Wow. That would be the worst drinking game ever.
Yeah. Okay. Vicky says, have you ever created content for the express purpose of referencing something? NetHack Dungeon, yeah. I mean,
there are good mechanics with it, too.
Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick. That adventure.
Yeah, the adventure was that.
Yeah.
What else? That and the... I'm still waiting for the jaunty/rakish thing.
Yeah.
Some choice. at which angle you want to cock something.
I don't even know what angles those are on hats.
They're sort of the same, but they're... I think one goes to the left and the other goes to the right.
Unless you're left-handed, in which case it's reversed.
Yeah, or if you live in the southern hemisphere. Coriolis effect affects your hat.
Makes jaunty go left instead of right. Oh, boy.
Ubahooga says, the equator, you'd be really fucked.
If you double wield time swords, do you get adventures from both? Yes.
Yeah. A bunch of people saying our voices are quiet.
And then a bunch of people saying echo. 110 Tomato says, your new volume equals echo plus plus.
Wow, that's got to be plus.
So when he said that, you heard four pluses?
Plus, 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 plus.
Fred Levi says, do you think everyone will start saying less than three instead of heart, instead of love? Yes.
I think that's been going on for a while now.
Jamaican Castle says, does trick-or-treating correctly reduce Ronin? If not, it should. It does. Anything that takes adventures reduces Ronin, because that code is in the add adventures code. Gore Black says, well, I'm finally bored with the game. If the gift shop guy gets a name, I'll be back, I guess. Bye. Bye, Gore Black.
See you later.
See ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Rinton says, generally on KOL Mafia, to run about 200 adventures takes 5 minutes or less.
Not bad.
A Smith's girl says, how would one go about proving she is female on the internet exactly? Type something with your vagina. Now the question is, how would you go about doing that?
Very carefully.
And how we'd be able to tell is really...
from the massive typing errors.
I guess. Now people also... C-Ray says, using KOL Mafia is fast once the initial post-rollover lag fades, 260 adventures in 15 minutes. Wow, those last 60 take an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people... 10 to 15 seconds per adventure late at night.
Wow. A lot of people use KOL Mafia. So when are we going to put in those captures?
Yeah.
10 to 15 per second. That's longer than it takes when you're actually playing. That's a lot longer.
Really?
Why is it so slow?
Well, maybe that particular person only has dial-up or something.
Yeah.
Or a slow connection. We got a pretty snappy connection here. So we can... dev it up, and plus we have dev, which is pretty much always going to be a little bit faster than live servers.
That's true. Yeah.
So,
variables
abound.
Sailor Bowser say, the wiki said that the materials to make the sleazy and spooky gravy fairies are quote available to everyone end quote. What does that mean? That means that the materials to make the sleazy and spooky gravy fairies are available to everyone.
It means that any old Joe off the street can say, eh, and then no one will understand what they're talking about, so they'll just, like, give them a handful of change and walk away really fast.
Yep.
Yeah, but it turns out it was just somebody with something stuck in their throat, and they were asking you to give them the Heimlich maneuver. But with that change, they could pay someone else to give them the Heimlich maneuver, so really, you've done your good deed for
the day. I should walk around and be a surrogate Heimlicher. I could make a whole bunch of money.
Fred Levi asks if I just pronounced Geif as Geif, and yes, I did, because everybody always made fun of me for pronouncing it Jif, and it turns out, you know, that I was right. The guy who invented the format pronounces it Jif, but they were douchebags, so I just started calling it Geif, which is something that everyone can agree is wrong. It kind of took off here. Isendel says, when the Naughty Sorceress levels up, will we get interesting new quests for levels 11 through 15? Please don't make us do agonizingly slow grinding. Yeah, of course. It'll go up to 13, and there'll be new council quests for 11 and 12. And they'll be long. They'll be neat. They'll be fun. They'll be better than sex.
Will they have Razzle Dazzle?
They will. They'll have Razzle Dazzle and Sparkle Sparkle.
Will they have Jazz Hands?
You guys don't actually bother doing the jazz hands.
At my hands are full. Jazz hands.
Okay, rifted jazz hands.
I don't know where your hands are, man.
Mr. Weeble says, why don't the snooty microbrewery Crimbotown Foods appear in the Hall of Records lists? Because?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You have... You're all... You probably haven't updated that code in a while, or I haven't, or...
Mickey Backwash says, hey, I was taking a crap. Did you answer my question yet? This question? Yes, just now.
Vidalia says, I would like a right-click option to go to a player store. Poof! I've gone back in time and added that functionality. Mainline more heroin.
A Smith's girl says, just wondering the theory behind why maiden heads and frilly skirts are not zappable back and forth. I'm not sure what the rationale would be if they were zappable.
Yeah, a maiden head is like a crafted product of like four or five different things, isn't it? Or by four or five, I mean three. Why would it zap into a frilly skirt?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, good. Yeah.
Hey, it's porn. Woohoo!
Criswell says, if there are 11 things in the market square, why isn't it a market onahedron? Because the Bible forbids onanism.
Duh.
Istanbul says, TrustBot is a bot where you tell it if you trust or mistrust a certain person, and people get ratings based on positive or negative trust. It's like a poor man's rep bot.
Wait a minute, wasn't rep bot free anyways?
I mean, it's one of those things that would be great if...
If it could
you know,
be trusted.
Yeah, if you could trust it.
I mean, what's to stop people from artificially bumping up the counts?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't somebody just, like... You know, in fact, why, as soon as it became available, would 50... 13-year-old kids go, hey, I'm just going to mistrust everyone in the entire game. Because I bet they did.
Yeah. Or anybody who was a scammer making a bunch of multis to inflate their rankings.
Bobert5064 says, he tells me a place to go for Mac repairs. But it's still under warranty, and it was just broken to begin with. So I think they should fix it for me.
You should just get them to give you a new one.
Yep.
Lemon laws. Do lemon laws apply to computers?
I don't know. What about melon laws?
No, I was just going to make that
or clear. A melon lozenge. No lemons, no melon.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Somebody, who was it that sent me the free porn? Heartless One sent me some free porn, and I sent it to my wife, and she said, why did you send me this? And... It's so that you can look at some porn. It's SoCal co-eds. I'm sure they're attractive. They're from SoCal. Johnny Extreme says, is there a reason why wads of dough aren't multi-usable? Yes, because of the rolling pins.
The unrolling pin is such a great joke.
Two items that we only keep because of that joke.
Yep. Young Dungeon Man says, I decided to be a hippie like you today, and my friends and I all sat in a circle, smoked pot, and played hacky sack barefoot. I'm no good at hacky sack, and I don't really smoke pot.
He's not really a very good hippie.
Yeah.
He probably showers and yawns on the radio.
Huh. Knoxville says, hey, if you tell Bashy a joke, will he use it? My joke goes as follows. What's the difference between a fetus and a watermelon? One is fun to smash with a club, the other is a watermelon.
Two drums and a cymbal fall off a cliff.
Cheesebread says, which World of Warcraft servers do you play on? How often? There's a bunch of us that play Horde on Dune Maul. Not particularly often. Although I did
get it from like 12 straight hours 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I got from level 41 to level 43 on that
I went
same
from
day.
Like 30 to 32. Excellent. I had like... a week and a half worth of save time saved.
I barely played in like a month. The entire, like, I got to 42 entirely, like 41 to 42 was entirely rest experience. Then when I leveled to 42, I had rest experience up to like the very last segment of 43 because I don't really play World of Warcraft all that often.
The Xenophobe doth not play World of Warcraft.
One of us, gobble gobble, gobble gobble.
So, let's see. Perrin says you can't shrug off snow cone effects. Is this going to change? No.
You can only shrug off buffery.
Yep. Somebody says that there's a typo when you use a roll of drink tickets without the frat costume. I'm going to look at that.
I'll answer a question while I look at it. Conundrum asks, would it be feasible to be able to put multiple items in the flea market? I had a hugely hard time putting 37 Hellion cubes in the flea market. I'm more of the opinion that the flea market should just vanish.
I'm of the opinion that it should be replaced with an auction house, World of Warcraft style.
Woo! Let's steal more from World of Dorkcraft.
Feasible. Isn't a feasible like a container for heating up turds?
Like, all right, corprophiliac.
Like a crucible for feces? Or is it like a dirigible that runs
around? Dirigible. Reminds me of the times back in high school whenever my friend and I would get a pizza during lunch, and then we'd go find a porta potty and, like, sink the pizza box inside of it. Not really sure why, but.
Sink the pizza box?
Yeah, we just floated it in the porta potty because we were really immature back then.
And then poop on it until it sunk?
That's a Discordian game. Not that specifically, but sink is a Discordian game. You throw things in water and then try to sink them.
Huh.
I've never heard of this particular variation of it.
We weren't very Discordian.
You know, I thought that stuff was water, but it's not water. Just Happy to Be Here says, have you ever read the novel Choke by Chuck Palahniuk, the Fight Club author? It was one of the funniest books I've read in a while. Yes, I have read it. I get it confused with all of his other books, though. Like, I don't remember if Choke is the one where the guy builds the little houses and stomps on them. I know it's the one where he keeps pretending to choke so the people will rescue him and then send him money. File Not Found says, was making star weapons and the star buckler impossible to equip at the same time intentional? Because it sucks. Well, I think somebody, I think having like a star dagger would be, worth doing. Although I think we're out of low-end combinations.
Probably.
Or what's a really complicated one-handed weapon? Nunchucks.
Those are really two-handed.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are the nunchucks in game two-handed, though?
Yeah.
Oh.
The frozen ones are, at least. I don't know about the rare ones. Complicated one-handed weapons. A gun?
Stephen Razor says, I'm slow and can't remember who I send messages to. Any chance we can get a sent folder? Poof! There has been a sent folder for the last year and a half.
More heroin!
Maybe a butterfly knife?
Count D says, the Hall of Records seems familiar. Did they change over rollover? Not necessarily. They change every half hour. A lot of people offering to be summer interns for some reason.
Yeah, it's been sort of a theme on the last couple shows, I guess.
We should just get 10 or 15 interns.
And have them, like, fight to the death.
And acquire a taste for cannibalism.
We could have real-life Blood Bowl in the backyard.
That would make the live-action Blood Bowl really well.
Yeah, that'd be a great pitch for Blood Bowl, let me tell you. A little small, but we'll just do half-size teams.
I never actually played Blood Bowl.
Moop says, how about a black in the box for your White Castle analog?
That is kind of funny, actually. You turn the handle, and then he pops out and cuts you with a straight razor.
Where's my blade?
Where's my blade? Where's my blade? Man. The in-jokes, they flow like wine. Durin the 72nd says, there's already a Mr. T reference. I demand a Chuck Norris reference. No Chuck Norris reference.
Nope.
Not until everybody realizes it's not funny so that it can be funny again, ironically.
Neo Maxwell says, with all these new things you're making, you guys should take a break so I can catch up. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're taking a month off now, kids.
All right. Neo Maxwell, thank you for giving us permission to take a month off.
I haven't had a break in months. This is going to be awesome.
Cheesebread says, why do not Yetis drop penguin skins? Are there penguins inside them, thar Yetis? Some of the Yetis still have penguin skins left over from the great Yeti penguin war.
They're mostly just stuck in their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yetis aren't known for their
hygiene.
Dental health.
Yeah.
Knoxville says, have you ever thought about creating an auction house? This way people could just put up their items and leave. Yeah, we have. We've thought about replacing the flea market with an auction house. I think it would be pretty simple. I think it would be pretty useful. And I think that, I don't know, people who wanted to sell one thing or another without messing with running a mall store, they'd be able
to. And plus it would just take away the fact that the flea market is basically used to screw newbies out of meat for
items. I mean, I think some people have that impression. Some people believe that that's true, and then some people say that the flea market is really useful. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? It would allow us to sink quite a bit of meat if we periodically just had an NPC put an ultra rare in the auction house.
True.
I mean, which I feel like, I don't know, people got mad, and I felt like it was a pretty bad move the one time that I opened a store and just put some ultra rares in it for a lot of meat, right? But apparently the rest of the people in the mall thought of it as me sort of undercutting them and to try to drive their profits down, which I can kind of see that now. Yeah, and you know, they're right. They worked hard for those. I just created them out of thin air. But the thing is, if we put them in there and nobody knows it's us, it doesn't count as unethical. And I mean, the thing is, I don't feel like it would be unethical if I just said, all right, we're auctioning, you know, just in and out.
Yeah,
get
with
rid
an
of
auction, it's a lot different.
Yeah, we're auctioning off items. You know, one ultra rare a day is being auctioned off to the highest bidder, and the meat just gets burnt. That's good for the game. I mean, I would rather there be one more hockey stick in the game than 700 million meat or whatever one of those costs.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah. So, yeah, I like the auction house idea, and maybe we'll
put it on my list.
Maybe I will. Maybe I just will. Hey, how's that clan permission thing going? I haven't even looked in on that.
What? I'm sorry?
The clan permission thing.
Whenever I added the new permissions, it messed up the whitelist thing. Like, a bug developed that allowed you to just arbitrarily de-level people, their ranks, and change it, and if you were crafty with the remote forms mission. So I'm having to, like, rewrite a lot of the logic on that.
Okay.
Everything else is fine, though. I think you guys are going to be really happy with the new clan permission things. I'm introducing the concept called the degree, which will basically allow you to arbitrarily set which ranks are above and below others, and that'll have a lot of interesting ramifications for like changing people's titles and their ranks and whatnot.
It'll allow people to do something they've been clamoring for a long time, which, I mean, the thing is, you can just ignore it, and it'll be exactly as simple and straightforward as it is now, or you can use it to get this thing people have been asking for, which is that, allow people to promote people that are underneath them, but not promote themselves or promote other people at their level.
The new controls will basically effectively allow you to have sort of a co-leader. The way I've got it written, you can do everything, a person with the proper permissions can do everything a leader can, except for edit ranks. And I'm not going to go into making editable ranks, because that would just be a giant cluster.
Yeah, that would really start to tie in on itself. I mean, if you were only able to edit ranks that were underneath yours.
Yeah. The whitelist permission things is already going to be kind of weird, but it's just something that I have to work out, and I've been kind of weighed down with the turtle tamer stuff because I think I want to get that out faster than I want to get the clan stuff out, and that's almost done. So once I get the turtle tamer stuff all ironed out, then I will finish up the clan whitelist stuff and push out the clan stuff. The problem with the clan stuff is I'm going to have the permissions work on a new system now, so I got to move everything from the old system to the new system, and there's going to be one or two things that are going to be a little bit broken with the auto-generated permission system or permissions that I run whenever I run the query to convert them. Like if you have the change rank or permission under the old system, it's probably not going to work under the new system since I have to give all the ranks that I generate the same degree.
Yeah, and a lot of the permissions are being divided into multiple permissions, and we're not going to know exactly how you want to spread those.
Shut up.
What's that?
Riff was humming Katamari Damashi.
We're just gonna have to sort of make some assumptions and err on the side of caution. So yeah. it'll require a certain amount of retooling of the ranks, but you know that'll familiarize you with the new setup. So
yeah, hey, there you go.
We have the ability. We will have the ability that we do not currently have to just add a bunch more permissions to it if we want to. Because right now it's just a giant pain in the ass.
It's using the shiny new bitmask technology from the 1980s. And I think one thing in particular you guys can look out for, be happy about, is dividing up the change ranking, change title permission. So those will be separate permissions, and there's also another permission for allowing you to set the titles of everyone in the clan, regardless of rank, which I think people will enjoy, because it's good to be able to just let people like randomly change the titles of everyone in the clan, I think. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Riff would just hum Katamari Damacy.
Yeah.
Taking
a nap.
I feel like we should take a little break here.
I agree.
What are we going to listen to? How about the mini-bosses, Metroid first, and then we got 4 minutes to fill, or 7 minutes, or six, or five.
4, 3, 2, 1. Play Nesbitt's Lime Soda.
Okay. Good. How long is Nesbitt's Lime Soda?
I have no idea.
It's on, what, Escape from Noise? Nesbitt's Lime Soda is 3 minutes long. I think we'll need one more.
How about Five Fingers?
Four Fingers. All right. Nesbitt's Lime Soda, then Four Fingers. All right. So we'll see you guys in 12 minutes and change. We'll be right back.
shower and TV. We was camping and having a great time watching Brokaw on Today. Till the beef blew into the Memphis lime soda and we had to throw it away. Now most of the time I'm a peaceful man, but I lost my temper that day. Just one last bottle of Memphis lime soda and thumb. fingers. A man with no fingers on my hand. I am a man with no fingers. But that doesn't count my pinky or my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb.
And we're back from break. Anything exciting happened during the break with you guys?
I smoked a cigarette and went to the bathroom.
I drank like 48 ounces of water.
48 ounces?
Yeah.
That's a lot of ounces.
That is a lot of ounces.
Not as many as it would have been if I would have measured it in grams, though.
No, I think it'd be the same
more
number
ounces
of ounces
if it's measured in grams.
Yes.
Minilith says, are you going to rename the market square? Someone suggested the market dodecahedron, but it wouldn't be.
It's a square.
It's two dimensional anyway.
Yeah. I mean
maybe the market dodecagon.
Yeah, market hexagon, kind of.
It's
except
a
it's not
square.
A regular
square.
I'll just add something.
Should add like a poofy forest and like a potted plant.
Like the empty lot A and empty lot B.
With a little for sale sign on it.
Hmm. Yeah, and then whoever sent me the most meat, I'd let them pick what went there.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, because it would just be like a big billboard that said OMG Tech Lit.
I think that's what you should put there, actually.
Just a big billboard that says OMG Tech Lit.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could put a billboard and just say, like, your message here for 1 billion meat until somebody else pays a billion meat.
It would probably be Contrickster.
Yeah. It probably puts things on there like support slavery, it's funny.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Istanbul says, are there any plans to make any references that mock Magic the Gathering players like me? I demand to be taunted.
Well, we've got a Black Lotus.
Istanbul's a nerd.
We got what?
The Black Lotus.
Yeah, we do have the Black Lotus, which you tap for 3 MP.
Of any color.
That's true. That's really cool when you get any color. Istanbul says, also, does the Arboreal Raven have its own candy, or will you just cheese out and use the candy canes or something? How is that cheesing out? That's what we've done in every other situation where this has happened.
Give a random Crimo cookie.
I think those are too good.
Yeah.
Oh, Crimo cookies are actually good?
Yeah.
I thought they were just sort of like right off.
No. Those were neat because they gave adventures without hitting anything.
No, that was the chocolate.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I think cookies are...
The cookies maybe give you percentage stat boosts?
I have no idea now.
Yeah, I think you're right, because there's three different ones, so they're tied to stats somehow.
Merrick has just checked in, saying that he's playing Karaoke Revolution. I haven't played Karaoke Revolution, and I don't think I ever will. But I have played me a fuckload of Guitar Hero. Riff, you need to buy Guitar Hero for over here.
I don't know.
It's fun, man. Maybe you've never wanted to be that guy rocking out on the air guitar and getting a high score. But man, that was always my dream, to get a high score.
I was like air drums.
Huh.
Maybe I should get... Donkey
get Tycho
Konga.
Drummer,
yeah.
Or perhaps Gabe Drummer.
No, the Crimo cookies only give Sugar Rush, as far as I can tell.
No. I remember making effects that were...
Oh, they have different effects, don't they? I will go look and see what the effects they are. This is
yeah.
Exciting radio.
They're the effects with the cookie pictures. I remember recycling the artwork there.
That's really
well, no, you can search my picture.
Speaking
that's
of artwork, I really like the picture of Blaine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I LOL'd when I saw it.
Huh. Well, good. Those guys, I wasn't certain. And I don't know if the guy in the Muscle Guild store is looking enough to the right.
They're a little bit... The way the distance between them and the way the names are at the top of the bottom, it kind of makes it look a little odd because it looks like the top guy is Gunther.
Yeah, I don't. Really, I mean, initially, I left the for the guys. I left the space at the top because they initially were below, but I thought that looked goofier, so I put them above. So I need to just.
I always thought they were going to be.
You'd have that problem either way, I guess, because.
Yeah, but I could put more space in between the feet and the name. You know.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But I mean, plus I don't. Are there very many things in KOL where the text label is below the picture? I don't feel like there is. I think there might not be anything.
Yeah.
And fights the monster picture is above everything else.
I mean when there is actual text in a picture, like of a zone.
Or
something out there. Yeah.
The Christmas cookies give a plus 10% stat bonus.
Plus 10% stat bonus. That's still a little bit too powerful to leave, like, getting one every five turns.
Give everyone an aspirin.
Oh, there's one. The on the main map, the campground is under the campground.
Oh. Wow. What is wrong with me? Oh, that looks better, with the campground being on the ocean.
Yeah.
Really everything except the nearby plains. Nope, even the nearby plains has a beach. This kingdom sucks.
Oh, and south of the border is under the border. But I mean, that makes sense.
Well, the whole square is just like the border. The image that says the border is a different image than south of the border.
Yeah, the south of the border. That text is actually at the very top of the image. It's just that the image also contains the waters, the wavesers, the wavesors. I need to change the shore ink. We need to put a pier somewhere. Perhaps Pier 2.
Well, there's already one pier.
I know, but I want the shore to be a building.
Oh, okay.
You just, like, put a tiny hut there.
The Shore Inc. Yeah. Maybe there needs to be a boat off to the side. Maybe Desert Beach needs to extend off into the water a little bit so we can do the underwater zone.
Yeah.
I think there will be an underwater zone as part of the level 11 quest. Because, man, that quest's going to be crazy mad, do not.
I don't remember which one that is, but I don't want to ask on the radio because you obviously can't tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making a shape. A shape like this.
Okay, I see the shape. I don't remember the action.
Wow.
I'm not very good.
Yeah, Rip sucks at secrets. I see. Rinton says, the reason Adventures on KOL Mafia normally takes so long is that it has a delay built in. I removed it on my copy. Thank you for removing that. I remember asking him to put that delay in there so that it would be not just completely server hammery back in the day. I guess it's not strictly speaking necessary anymore, but I still am going to say that removing that delay was kind of a dick move. Anyway. Bad A Mother 4000 says he just realized that the majority of newbie must be girls typing with their vaginas. Sky Pigma says, for me it takes that long because last time I did it was a weak attack I was using to conserve MP. I see. Drea Bob says, when I saw the leftover wooden bowl, I half expected to be able to use it to get an effect. Bowl cut for 5 adventures for negative moxie. What leftover wooden bowl? Oh.
From the fruit bowl?
Oh, I see. Like, because the salad bowl helmet?
Yeah.
Well, they're different bowls. The salad bowl helmet's got all the nasty vinaigrette
still
in it.
Yeah. Is there a leftover wooden bowl item?
No.
Okay. I thought maybe you guys put that in as a joke or something.
Not yet.
It sounds like something we would do, but we didn't. Like the empty blowgun.
The only things I've been changing sneakily are, like, early item descriptions.
Earth's been doing that on
you
the fly.
You sneaky bastard.
I don't even remember what I put, except I put the Resident Evil lockpick reference into the lockpicks. And I changed, like, a couple
more. What's the Resident Evil lockpick reference?
It's like, perhaps you, the master of unlocking, should take this with you, or something like that. There's just a line in Resident Evil that's famous for being, like, the grammar is so torturous because it's badly translated that it became famous, so.
I see. You spoony bard.
Spoony Bard.
Yeah.
It sounds like an anagram of something.
File Not Found says, every class has a skill integral to making awesome items, except accordion thieves. What's the deal with that? Accordion thieves, you know, they buff. That's what they do, man. They're buffers. That's
they
what they
stealthily
do,
stealthily move
man.
To and fro in the night and they, don't be arsed to stop to create anything. They can only destroy and take.
They create their art, their music, man. That's their creation.
We can make high-end disco bandit drink recipes that required you to have Ode to Booze on you as an effect to make them.
Huh.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we could make drink recipes. Although, the thing is, if we make drink recipes that are just awesome, like if we make stuff better than tiny plastic sword drinks, that just means that in a non-ascension environment, so many people are like just getting so many more turns per day, you know? But, I don't know. We could increase that by a significant amount and still be alright.
And we could always make the tiny plastic sword drinks better.
Or to make them worse.
Yeah, we can make all drinks worse.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then make all food work. Maybe that should be what we do for that next.
We should make
just from now on, every food and drink is worth one turn.
Yeah.
And then we move the Chow Mains to a pasta mancer crafting skill.
No, we were going to.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually part of the plan.
Hot
the Chow Mains will move to the pasta mancer level 15 crafting skill.
I'm really happy about that.
It'll be Asian themed. You'll have to. We're also introducing this the puppy mill. It's like a windmill
with machinery
inside that just has gears that grind up puppies.
I was thinking it's more like a pepper mill.
Oh.
Those are some really small puppies.
I mean, I guess
well,
a, windmill,
it's a large pepper mill.
A windmill is like a pepper mill on a larger scale.
That's true, yeah.
Because you don't think of the mill part when you think of a windmill. You know, you think of that thing as being a windmill. You don't think of the grain grinding machinery inside it as being what makes it a mill.
Yeah.
Or puppy grinding. Yeah. So all the adventures will just be scraping chunks of puppies out of the gears of the mill.
If you can get monsters to drop puppies, you can feed them to the puppy mill.
Or we could just have a puppy mill monster that was a puppy with windmill blades on its forehead.
Then we also need the engine that turns kittens into Pop-Tarts.
Yep.
And the watch.
No, it actually teleports the kittens to a loving family to adopt them.
We don't know where the puppies
are. Oh. Facilla Ben says, no. A windmill is wind-powered, so the puppy mill is puppy-powered. Powered, of course, by puppies being thrown at it at 20 miles an hour.
Wow. They can use that cannon they used to test jet engines with.
Yeah, that they shoot the chickens.
I want one of those, man. The second huge cannon that's being built in Seaside Town could be used for that.
No, it's not the second one. That's the original one.
Yeah, it's another copy of half of the original one.
Yeah. Well, you know, but since there's, like, the time fuck-up, then, you know, there might be two.
You know what we should do? We should have this global game-wide event where they start building some tower in Seaside Town, and then the culmination of the event is, like, God gets pissed off and smashes the tower. Just doesn't do anything in the meantime except get taller.
Oh, man, you've gone and spoiled it.
That's not, damn it.
Now no one will contribute all their meat to seeing the tower get built.
Yep. Yeah, what we'll do is we'll make them contribute adventures to chiseling chunks off of the half a cannon. That's a good idea, actually. And then build an Eiffel Tower. And it's just like the Eiffel Tower. And then when you click on it, we mail you a miniature snow globe with the Eiffel Tower in it. That would get expensive. Somebody could just click on it 1,000 times, and then we'd have to send them 1,000 miniature Eiffel Tower snow globes. I don't even know where you would get that kind of thing in bulk. Yeah, never
Mexico.
Mind. Laura Chan says, you can adventure drunk on Halloween. It makes sense to me. Is it supposed to be this way? I don't know.
There's a lot of strange things you can't do while you're drunk. But
pick a fight.
The telephone pole.
Ultima Wraith says, if the Naughty Sorceress levels, will you drop Ronin? No. If the Naughty Sorceress goes to 13, we will probably put Ronin back to 1,000.
And then gradually lower it again as we see what the effects are?
Yeah. XXXiana says, it shows a list of who voted which way so that you can see the list of trusters or distrusters to see if they're reputable people. But how do you know if they're reputable people?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody could make a lot of multis to make their multis look trustworthy so that they can make
so that the multis can make more multis?
Yeah.
And then
so that they can get more coke.
And then get the starting stat boosters and DB drinks out of the guild and then send them to their main and repeat 200 times? Like the guy I busted the other week?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that shit. We will find you and we will destroy you. We won't feel a bit bad about it either. It'll feed our little inferiority complexes really nicely.
Jack Vermicelli says, with Phoenix's mulatto familiar and the penis golem, could we get an albino familiar from the grove so that I could have in my terrarium a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, and my libido?
Oh, God.
That was funny. She wanted to go for Halloween as a mulatto, an albino, and a mosquito. We couldn't figure out how to do the costume really quickly, though. Oh, a Smith's girl said, I meant Maiden Wig when she was talking about the maid head. It's... No, because the...
Isn't the maid wig part of the maid
It's not
head?
Part of an outfit. I mean, it's... You know, they don't zap for the same reason a lot of other stuff doesn't zap.
Yeah.
Two-item sets generally don't zap. There are only a few exceptions.
Unless they're outfits, yeah. Alleycat6 says, why can't you change a clan name?
We could theoretically make all the wigs zap into each other.
How many wigs are there?
There's three. The
Mohawk wig.
The maid wig, the mohawk wig, and the
mullet wig.
Mullet wig, yeah.
Yeah.
We should put some more. We should put a clown wig. In fact, why isn't there a clown wig? Is there a clown? There's the fool's cap. Fool's cap, I guess.
Yeah.
Clowns are scary.
That is true. Count D says, I want some sort of recognition if and when you put jazz hands in the game. A parade would be preferred, but I'll accept a sugary breakfast cereal with marshmallow Count D's jazz hands. I didn't actually do it that time. I don't know what these links are that a naked Jew is sending, but they're about Moses, and he's a Jew, so I don't trust it. Because TrustBot told me not to.
Into the game with the turtle hammer stuff.
Oh, it's a Moses dildo. Commandment 11, thou shalt have outrageous orgasms.
Huh.
That's not the Bible.
Yeah, I don't think I believe that.
This old boy can make a rock wet, a bush burn, and get the Pharaoh's entire army in hot pursuit. If you've been wandering in the wilderness too long, Moses is the man to lead you to the promised land.
Can it part your Red Sea?
Ho-ho!
Ho-ho!
Oh!
Gets worse just thinking about it.
Yeah. One of those festering mind diseases. It's worse than the sawed-off shotgun. God. I don't want to think about them, but I can't help it.
iClass says KDE or GNOME. Neither, because Linux is for faggots.
Okay. I prefer Bash, personally.
Linux is not really for faggots. You know what I did find out, though? I could not figure out how to burn a goddamn ISO on the Mac today. Right? There must be some trick for burning an ISO with a Mac, because the only way I was able to do it was by using a single, like, 10-character command line. Command. It was amazing.
There's a utility you must have come with called DiskCopy, I think.
Huh.
That'll do it.
Could you,
you would think that with a Mac, if you had an ISO on the desktop, and you had a writable CD in the drive, that you would be able to drag the ISO onto the writable CD.
Well, it depends on... I mean, was the ISO made from a PC?
It doesn't matter. It's a fucking ISO.
Yeah, but I mean...
I mean, they're always the same.
Maybe.
So goddamn...
If it doesn't... If it
I don't...
Oh, right, because a Mac can't figure out that a .iso file is a goddamned ISO if you didn't create it on a Mac and say, this was made by something that makes ISOs. Because that's what it sounds like when you talk to a Mac.
Yeah, that may be the case.
That was always something that was really irritating to me, that you could have a .gif, and if the Mac, for some reason, doesn't
Yeah, if it's
the Mac just doesn't pay attention to the file name, which you know, it should at least. I can understand.
Well, I mean, because Mac doesn't like the fact that, I mean, because otherwise you can change the file, just changing the file name would trick the Mac into trying to open something that isn't what it's named, and the Mac prefers that things be provably what they're called.
Right, but if a Mac doesn't know what something is it that bad for it to just guess based on what the file name is? I mean,
apparently,
I don't know.
It's kind of a... I mean, it's also a security issue.
Whatever.
I mean, that's what keeps people from destroying their Macs with badly named email attachments, you know?
How's that? How is that even there? You could have something that was that looked like a text file, but when you open it, it's actually, I don't know, what does Mac use to execute things? Finder? whatever.
I don't know enough about.
Anyway, it was irritating.
How it works.
It was irritating that the way to burn an ISO to a CD-ROM in a Mac is to go to Google and find out the syntax of the HDI util command line utility.
I'm sure there's an easier way.
It works just fine. No, there's not an easier way, because believe me, if it had been easier, I would have found it in the 10 minutes I spent dicking around. You put in a disk. It opens up the little folder for you to burn stuff. You drag the ISO to it. Oh, right, that's exactly what I wanted, is to burn a disk with a single shortcut to an ISO on it. So that if I ever forget where that ISO is, but remember where I put the CD, I can put it in there and find the link.
You need a copy of, like, an actual program like...
You know, I shouldn't need any additional software to burn an ISO if the computer is capable of doing it. And the computer is capable of doing it. You know what? I'm just turning off the GUI on that Mac. I'm just using
just
it as just
run,
a command
run on
line.
Terminal.
Yeah.
That's going to make...
yeah.
Firefox runs really well in text-only mode.
Getting late. Test our browser compatibility.
World of Warcraft runs really well in text-only mode.
Hey, if you ran it through a hatlib, it'd be pretty funny.
That thing that actually does
3D
rendering using text.
Oh, yeah. Then you can take the bag of jelly to Commander Wolfchow in Cram Hollow Dale.
Cram Hollow Dale. Fred Levi says, have you run out of familiar ideas yet? Yep, about a year ago.
Yeah.
Note the fact that there are 6 gravy fairies.
Yeah.
That was another one I had, just item description I had to change, because somebody pointed out recently, like today, that after I had been trying to clue people to how the spooky and sleazy gravy fairies are made by pointing out that the one gravy fairy is a baby gravy fairy and therefore the elemental fairies are adult gravy fairies, and somebody pointed out that the one item description referred to the stinky fairy as a stinky baby gravy fairy, so I had to go in there and sneakily change it and then tell them they were all hallucinating.
That kind of misdirection is awesome.
Yep. We are at war with Eurasia. We have always been at war with Eurasia.
Always been at war with your mom.
I'm afraid I'm gonna get drunk some night and we'll wake up in the morning and all the item descriptions will be unintelligible.
They'll all contain that hack references.
I'm afraid I'm going to get drunk some night and let Xenophobe convince me to remove his custom item from the database.
After a night involving smashing windshields.
That was funny.
I don't disagree that
were
it was
there?
Funny.
Were you there for that?
I wasn't there. I heard about it.
Oh, yeah. We came out of the bar and we found... There was this windshield, like an entire windshield.
You're
just
all
up,
super drunk.
Leaned up against the dumpster. And so I was like, huh, this windshield is in too few pieces. So I just grabbed it and I like threw it into the parking lot at a car wash next door. And then I was like, you know, that's still not broken enough. So I drove over the pieces a few times in the rental car. Ah, boy. That's
and then
great.
We almost died coming home.
No, we didn't.
Want to go over the skateboard ramp, Zeno?
Yeah, but that's something I want to do all the time, even when I'm not drunk. We didn't actually do it. These kids on the road going to my house, there are these kids that have this little skateboard ramp that they drag onto the street all the time, and I just so badly want to take my car off of it. Just one wheel, which would crush it, and then the wood shards would probably tear up my tires. But, you know, it'd be worth it. Because I'd see those kids and they'd be crying. I'd be like, haha, you fuckers. That's what you get for trying to enjoy life with a skateboard ramp.
Wow, you're such a Grinch.
I know.
Your heart is three sizes too small.
Alleycat6 keeps asking why you can't change a clan name.
Because you can't.
And Naked Jew says, "Have you forgotten your comments already? We should get a female intern. I don't want a bunch of blowjobs from a dude. Oh wait, I'm married. I can't have an intern. Yep, no intern. Sorry." Count D says she'd be a great summer intern. She can solve a Rubik's cube in 30 seconds, can spin around really, really fast, and can jump like this high.
She is large and good at smashing things.
Xenophobe, what is best in life?
Beef. Ew.
Riff, what is best in life?
To destroy one's enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of the women.
It's Crush, and it's enemies, not enemies.
Did I say enemies?
Anemones?
You started to say, to crush your anemones.
And your flounder and your cod.
To see them driven from the aquarium, and to hear the lamentations of the plecostomus.
Of the what?
Plecostomus. Those are those sucker fish. Oh, the little gray, or, you know, grayish brown things like a lamprey that live on other fish's poops.
Great.
What are the shark ones called?
Remoras.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know why I needed to know that, but I just did.
I wonder if the remoras are remorseless.
Remorseless Remoras. Hey, we just invented April's familiar.
Or if there was a guy named Remora Ramirez, who was very remorseless. They call me Remorseless Remora Ramirez.
California.
Hold on, I'm going to chew on your floor for a little while. And not regret it at all, mine. Or senor.
Oh, boy.
My apologies, senor, but I did not regret this at all.
Neo Maxwell says the Mr. A costs more than the Mr. Accessory in the mall. Isn't this a bit ironic? It's like a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's like a death row pardon 2 minutes too late.
I hate that song.
Oh, come on.
None of those things are examples of irony.
Well, right, of course not. But that, although, the, I don't know. I feel like maybe a couple of them are.
Maybe. I'd like have to hear it again.
Most guy who wins the lottery and dies the next day is kind of ironic, you know, if he was... I don't know. Yeah.
I kind of see that more as, like, karma than irony. Most of those things in that song.
Maybe if it was, like, a lottery where you won, like, millions of tons of medicine for whatever you're sick of, and then he died before collecting.
Yeah.
That would be ironic.
Or he like, collected them, and then he just, like... couldn't open the box because it was bolted shut.
And he had sold his wrench to pay for the lottery ticket.
Yeah.
I guess that would be it. Yeah.
typically bolts cardboard boxes shut.
Let's see. Spinanet says, we should be able to dual-wield pants. Sometimes it gets cold just wearing a kilt. It would be nice to wear shorts under them.
No. Maybe you should wear some pants instead of a kilt.
Kilt, you bastard. No, I'm all off.
How do you... Wait a minute. It can't be cold. There aren't any seasons in the Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's...
And Naked Jew says, in one of the empty market square spaces, you should put a vacant lot with a rose in it as a reference to the Dark Tower series.
That's kind of cool. It's not very funny, but it's kind of...
Jerry's...
Cool.
Tom and Jerry's Artistic Deli. Mm. Istanbul says, do you need to have the Wild Hare as your active familiar during rollover to get its adventures, or can you just bank them and switch to another?
You can bank them and switch to another.
C-Spark says, wrong side of the tracks is below the picture. That's true. AC Cog says, I was checking if it was snowing. Did you answer my shore question? I don't remember.
But is it snowing?
Was it snowing? Yeah. Shaggy says, will underwater be separated to newbie, snorkel, and 11-ish scuba? No, because you won't get the scuba gear at level 11 anymore. I'm still not sure that I like that puzzle very much. The whole scuba gear thing.
The one in the lair?
Yeah.
I remember there was somewhere in the idea hole or rewrites for some of those riddles.
Yeah, but I didn't like any of the other... I mean, I kind of don't like the idea of there just being riddles in there, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what else would you put there?
Fushigatenshi says, why did you change the sleeping snowy owl description? Who changed the sleeping snowy owl description?
Riff. I didn't.
I didn't either.
Uh-uh.
I didn't. Maybe you, what's his face did?
Scully?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let me look.
It's got the mouse over meme thing.
Zen00 says you can get miniature Eiffel Tower pencil sharpeners in bulk. My French teacher would give them out. I don't want to be like your French teacher.
How's that very KOL-ish?
Accordion thieves can only buff, says Wrath, and have no special recipes. I propose that they receive a bonus for buffs cast for them. Either the length or effect, or either the length of effect or improved stat boost.
No. I think accordion thieves are fine as they are.
Accordion thieves are thematically the coolest class in the game.
I don't know. I think the disco bandits are cool.
Some of the turtle tamer stuff that I'm working on is going to make
different. Yeah.
You don't have any idea what cool is.
Usually I think it's something that's, like, not warm, but not freezing either.
And as far as I can tell, the Sleeping Snowy Owl description is what it's always been.
It didn't have the mouse over thing before, the white text. That was added later.
But did you do that?
I know.
The owl from that picture died recently.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when it got changed.
Who did that?
It must have been Scully. It wasn't me.
Or Hot Stuff.
Oh, yeah. It could have been Hot Stuff.
Yeah, maybe it could have been Hot Stuff. I'm going to kick that douchebag's ass.
It's kind of funny.
Only unsuspected cause.
I think just having the oh, really, would be good.
Yeah, it would be better than that entire thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs any of it, really.
Are you editing it, or should I?
Go ahead. I need to close this window with this guy who made the MAME cabinet to house his iPod.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That the furry lobster crab, though, was particularly astonishing.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Looks tasty. We should frick a Z1. Xenoblind furry lobster.
Yeah, we're running out of questions. Charlie Cat says, do the effects of monster bait and reodorant and stuff stack? Yes.
Absolutely.
Rinton says, my mother says to watch your mouth.
Again, it's on the
your mother was watching my mouth pretty closely last night. Sorry, Rinton.
And also sorry, Rinton's mom.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't watch my mouth. It's on the wrong side of my face.
What, you can watch the other side of your face?
Yes.
So, when people tell you that you'll be laughing out the other side of your face, that's the side they're referring to?
Yeah, I guess so.
What does that even mean?
It
means whenever you want to, like, hurt someone, you say that to them. It's like you're going to rearrange their face so they're laughing out of the other side.
Huh.
I think it just extends from the whole rearranging your face thing. I never said it to anyone.
So it's like tearing off your head and shitting down your neck.
Yeah.
Or
ripping out your eyes and
tearing you a new asshole.
Yeah.
This is really.
I was always actually kind of looking forward to getting a new asshole torn, because then I could shit twice as efficiently.
I don't know. I mean,
getting a new prosthetic asshole.
Depends on where it is.
Yeah.
Well, but. It'd be cool if it was in the end of your finger, so then you could do the like cowboy psh, psh, gun, but actually be squirting shit at people. Yeah.
Wow. You might want to have a little cork or something though, just for when you're typing.
How do you type with boxing gloves on?
Cork. Man. EI Head points out that the reason that Mr. A's are more expensive than Mr. A's in the mall is that it takes extra money to get your ass to the bank and actually get some Canadian money. Unless you're Canadian. Mulvaney says you can use the Disk Utility Program, Applications Utilities Disk Utility, to burn CDs. I think that is actually what I use. I just use the command line version of the Disk Utility. Because it's like HDI Util. Yeah. Although I don't know what the I would stand for. Hard drive.
Internet.
Internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. let's see. $10 Canadian, says Magma Ray, is up to $880 USD. Will the Mr. A go up all attributes plus 13 or plus something else because everyone knows how you feel about 13? Probably not. If it gets up to 14, then maybe. Sailor Bowser say, do the food and booze trophy requirements have to be met in a single ascension, or do the items eaten slash drunk carry over between ascensions? They do carry over between ascensions. Left says, hey, why don't you make the train in Seaside Town an underwater train that takes you to an underwater section or perhaps to the place where you get underwater gear? Yeah.
Could it be a soul train?
Could you get the soul train conductor's baton?
No.
That was actually an item I wanted to add to the game a long time ago because it's just got so many levels. You know, like train conductor, but that's not the kind of conductor that has a baton. You know? Yeah.
It would just be like a nightstick.
And then if
or a
you can combine it with your knowledge of cooking and make a filet of soul train conductor's baton.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Rain Ribbon says, any chance you would make us able to put potted cacti and daisies at campsites? Plants don't normally do very well in one's pocket, and one doesn't do well with a cactus in a pocket. We were talking about that a long time ago, actually, having the ability to sort of customize your campsite with different plants. But we didn't want to make the gift shop items that useful. So, I don't know. Zen00 says, could the meat vortex do a little bit of damage, or... Excuse me.
Or give a nasty.
Or add the confused effect to a monster you use it on. No, the meat vortex has done enough damage. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think we want to play with that anymore.
It wasn't really the meat vortex that caused the problem. It was just you changing the database field. That caused
yeah,
the
well, you know, it was still the...
It's nice to have the scapegoat, though.
Spin Dizzy says the cowboy shit finger would be good until you went to pick your nose.
Oh!
I'm totally naming my new band Cowboy Shit Finger.
You just use your other finger to pick your nose.
Yeah. Almighty Smallest says, are there any references to Brazil in the game, seeing as there is one to Time Bandits? Is there a Time Bandits reference?
Not that I recall, but there might well be.
I've never actually managed to successfully watch Brazil. The girl that I was dating at the time that I tried wouldn't let me watch it.
Really? That's weird.
We watched like a half an hour of it, and she was like, this is horrible. Not only are we going to stop watching this right now, but you're not allowed to watch it ever again.
Horrible.
I know. Then I.
It's a wonderful movie.
Then I stabbed her.
Good.
She deserved it.
She got really... I think I might have told this story before, but she got really mad at me once because she pointed a remote control at me and said, mute. I grabbed another remote control and pointed it at her and said, 36, 24, 36. She got so pissed off she didn't talk to me for like 2 days.
I bet it was totally...
It was really funny. I mean, I yeah. And Naked Jew says, one time some Mac lover challenged me by saying, what can your PC do that my Mac can't? And I replied, right click, motherfucker. See, the Mac is actually okay if you get a two-button mouse.
Yeah, if you can't right-click, you can't use my wonderful right-click JavaScript.
What the control key on the keyboard is for.
Yeah. You know what I really enjoy about the Mac keyboard is having to use both hands to hit page down. Neville DiJacoby says, train tracks, down. Train, Blaine. Blaine is a pain. Blaine is a pain. I was glad that that reference got into the guild thing that's rolling out pretty soon.
I think that's already in.
No. Unless that rolled.
The bit about Blaine?
Yeah. The Car Quest hasn't rolled out to the live servers yet, has it?
Oh, it hasn't? Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's in testing.
Blaine.
Almighty Smallest says the pile of steaming evil is a Time Bandits reference. No. No, not on purpose.
Actually, yeah, that is a... okay, well, if it was you that wrote that, not Scully.
Scully?
Not Getska. I'm not so good with the words making.
It has to do with not being good with the smart
anemones.
Anemones.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I always assumed it was the reference to the end of Time Bandits where the parents blow themselves up on the wad of steaming evil.
Oh my god, spoilers.
I don't know, maybe somebody said it should be steaming evil and that was a reference and I was like, oh, okay, so I wrote steaming evil. Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't like Time Bandits. I don't really remember much about it.
I loved that movie, man.
I remember the hanging in the cage with the ropes, and I remember the back wall of the kid's room leaving.
It's got, like, midgets, and the evil guy's castle is made out of Lego. How can you not like that movie?
What?
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You just don't know what's good.
That's probably true. Smoking Tongue says, items actually say they don't stack for critical hits, but what about item plus stoat plus vole?
Stoat stacks.
Stoat works in a different way. What about vole? Wait, is that even what vole does?
I'm not sure that what everyone thinks vole does is what it does, but I can't remember what it does myself, so I don't know.
Are we sure that it does what they think it does, what we want it to do, what they think it does?
Something like that.
I'm not seeing in here any moon sign doing anything to critical chance, and I don't think I would have done that. That's too powerful.
Seems like someone spaded out what it did a while back.
Young Dungeon Man says, Jick, that burp sucked. Yeah, you're telling me.
It wasn't really a burp so much as it was a painful hiccup. At least that's what it sounded like from over here on the floor. Are you on the floor? I don't know, I want something to rest my head against because I'm tired. The side of my table works pretty good for that.
Zen00 says, could items that increase melee damage have the damage increase shown up in parentheses like elemental damage, but be just plain text like the non-elemental spells?
We're already using that for offhand.
Yeah, we're already using one of those for the offhand damage, so.
Yeah, when you added that, you broke a bunch of stuff.
Did I?
Yeah.
What did it do?
You added the physical two columns of the process damage function, and, like, you weren't having it total it up with the rest of the damage.
Right.
And then there was another display bug regarding it, and it just fucked everything up.
Yeah, I really suck at writing code these days.
You should hire someone to write code for you.
Dude, I should. That'd be awesome. We should get a bunch of these interns.
Yeah. The one that wins the fights in the death at our gladiator arena would obviously be the most suited to writing code.
Yeah. Sailor Bowser says, I know that you can only equip one each of the Dead Guy's Watch and the Imitation Nice Watch. Do the effects of the two watches stack? No. No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
I didn't know that.
Left suggests that Riff is not good with the word makings and the anemones and the nice lady.
For Laven!
Moyle!
Can we Did you be say like, Moyle?
Yeah, I said Moyle! We like be not on the radio now.
Let's see. If Merrick is done playing Karaoke Revolution.
Oh.
I'm seeing some typing. So unless, all right, what song should we go out on?
vampire bat.
Didn't we play that last time?
Yeah. I think so.
Have you got Isn't It Ironic?
I wonder if I do.
Seems like you had some Alanis Morissette.
No, I do. Alanis Morissette. Oh, Jagged Little Pill. Ironic.
Hot shit.
Isn't it ironic?
That you have a copy of that
Isn't
song.
It ironic?
That's kind of ironic.
You know, there was this moment when I was living with a pretentious artist where we encountered a Jagged Little Pill, a copy of that CD, and I was embarrassed that he had discovered my copy of Jagged Little Pill, and he was embarrassed that I had discovered his copy of Jagged Little Pill, and then we made out, because it was a real bonding
and
moment.
That's touching.
Yep. All right, kids, isn't it ironic that you're about to listen to Merrick with some awesome Merrickitude, and we'll see.
Good night, kids.
Good night.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like I really do think.